We're looking at taxing matters on Tuesdays this month. Washington State says part-time workers, like baristas, pay up to a quarter of their earnings in state taxes, and people at the high end of the wage scale pay much less. In Oregon, the tax system does just the opposite. So KUOW's Carolyn Adolph went to Portland for a cup of coffee to see how the other half lives.
A tale of two baristas. I'm on Northwest 23rd Avenue in Portland.
So what is a puppuccino?
A puppuccino is whipped goat's milk with dog treats on top.
Watching Andrew Layton make drinks for dogs. He's a barista at a shop called Java Hound, which serves coffee to people too.
I live with my partner, my best friend. I make about $1,000 a month.
Working part-time while he goes to college. He's tight for cash.
Like, I don't really go out at all.
And he pays Oregon income tax of around 7%. But it's a non-event.
I get all of my money back. I get everything that I pay into the system back because of being a student.
Because of state low-income tax credits. He does pay property taxes. They're buried in his rent. But overall, his tax burden as a low-wage person is low. In Seattle's University District, Ashley Becker is starting her shift at Cafe Solstice. She's in her first year at the University of Washington.
My intended major at the moment is going to be international business with a minor in Spanish.
And at her hourly wage...
This week I worked a total of four nights, probably about 7 hours per shift, so about 28 hours.
She's making around $1,100 a month, about the same as her Portland counterpart. Washington State's Department of Revenue says part-time minimum wage workers like Becker have a huge tax burden. About 24% of their earnings lost to sales taxes, property taxes hidden in the rent, and other taxes. Seems high, and it's hard to parse out. Even Ashley Becker doesn't know how much she pays in state taxes.
To be honest, I don't really try to keep track.
Because it's too hard to figure it out.
We have one of the more opaque tax systems in the nation.
This is Dick Conway, a Seattle economic consultant and card-carrying opponent of our current sales tax-based system.
Even though they have the ability to know how much in sales taxes they pay, few people keep track over time, and over time they have no idea.
So people trying to pay the bills in Washington State will take Ashley Becker's attitude.
There's no sense in worrying about all the stuff that I really can't control.
So the Seattle barista does not know her tax burden, which is estimated to be heavy. And the Portland barista knows much of his tax burden, which is estimated to be light. At least state sales tax rates apply to everyone equally. Equality is good. Go down to Oregon, though, and they talk about another principle.
A sales tax, we call, is regressive. The proportion that it hits your income decreases as your income is higher.
This is Tom Potowski, an economics professor at Portland State University.
So we say that that's not fair.
Why do we care about fairness?
It comes down to a matter of choice. People with good incomes can choose to save money, and when they save, they are sheltering money from the sales tax. But Tom Potowski says people at the other end of the economic scale can't do that.
If I'm a low-income person, and I basically am living paycheck to paycheck. I don't save anything. I spend everything.
Oregon has the tax system based on a graduated income tax. It's not equal, but it's easier on people with low incomes.
It's help thy neighbor. It's, you know, it's just all these things that is in our DNA, in our social DNA.
Taxes are part of the reason why it's easier for a young person in Portland to go out on their own than it is in Seattle. But when the two baristas get careers and hit $50,000 a year, their tax burdens reverse. Ashley Becker in Seattle will enjoy one of the lowest tax burdens in the land. And Andrew Layton in Portland will face the higher tax burden. Probably until he moves to Vancouver. As if...
You're the king. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, please call me. I would love to talk more.
I'm Carolyn Adolph in Northwest Portland.
This story was produced in partnership with the Ravitch Fiscal Reporting Program at the City University of New York's Graduate School of Journalism.